Welcome to Live and Love Your Brand, a podcast to support you in sharing your message and mission with the world. I'm your host, Emma Lovell. I'm lovely by name, lovely by nature. I'm a personal branding specialist with a mission to support female entrepreneurs to live and love their brand. I've been running my business, Lovely Communications, for more than 12 years, and I can hand on heart say that my success has come from the strength of my personal brand. I believe in the power of owning and sharing our story. I want to help you own your story, shop consistently, and really put yourself out there. So here on the podcast, you'll find helpful tips, practical exercises, and joyful discussions that will inspire you to reconnect with your brand and communicate it more effectively. I'll be joined by incredible experts to discuss how personal branding can have a huge impact on your business and on your life. I'd love to hear from you, so please make sure to connect over on social media. You can find me on Instagram, at lovelycomms, that's L-O-V-E-L-L-Y, double the L means double the life. Facebook, Lovely Communications, and you can join in the conversation in our lovely community, the Live and Love Your Brand Facebook group. Of course, make sure to come back weekly as each new episode drops. I can't wait to share with you how to gain clarity, build confidence, and increase connections, all by sharing your unique personal brand with the world. Lovely Communications is based on the Gold Coast and recognises Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples as the first peoples of this place, now known as Australia. We are grateful for the continuing care of the lands, waterways and skies where we work, live, listen, learn and play. From here on Yugambeh country and from wherever you are listening, we respect the elders past, present and emerging.
I'm so excited for this podcast episode today with wonderful Irina Castellano. Irina came to me through Osmopreneur as my mentee, and her story and her experience as a foster carer and a parent and adoptive parent just blew me away. What she's created and what she's running through her coaching business is just incredible, and her story is beautiful. It's been also wonderful to see Irina grow and develop over these few months of working together in the How to Live and Love Your Brand course, and see her really start to share her story and promote herself more. But a little bit more about Irina. She is an authorized foster carer who's dedicated to providing safe homes for vulnerable children, especially now that we have hundreds of children sitting in motel rooms as there is not enough safe homes for them to go to. Her work has been featured in dozens of podcasts, books, articles, as well as a radio interviews like the SBS German Radio and the Meaningful Monday radio show. She also runs the nationally accredited foster carer programs and adoption seminars. Using her 20 years of experience, Irina provides awareness and education around all aspects of fostering. She offers professional one-on-one support, training and guidance to all potential foster carers and hopeful adoptive parents. And it's just so wonderful to see her work. I end up getting all emotional when I speak to her because I'm just so incredibly blown away by the generosity, the care, the passion, and the hope that she's giving these children who just don't have homes or temporarily don't have homes. So please listen, and if fostering or adopting is something that you would consider, Irina is somebody who is really generous and wonderful with her knowledge as well as her amazing programs. Please listen to this incredible interview.
Welcome to the podcast, Irina Castellano.
Thank you so much for having me, Emma. Brilliant.
Now, I always like to start, even though we've done an introduction, but I think it's important to say in your words, who are you?
Okay, I'm Irina Castellano, and recently I founded a coaching company which now helps to get all these children that we have in motel rooms without safe homes to send them to and connect them with people who are happy to have kids in their homes. So I'm looking at, you know, singles, couples, people who have been on the IVF journey, same-sex couples, anybody who is willing to open their doors to children in need, and then to combine these two. Yeah.
Oh, it's fantastic. And can you tell us how we met, how we became connected?
Yeah, I actually joined the Women's Business School the Osmopreneurs, in order to just learn how to set up my own business and how to go about it. And then you became my mentor and you helped me along. So we've got the branding going and, you know, looking at marketing strategies and just really getting it off the ground. And as of last night, I've got my website up and running. So I'm really, really keen to get this going and to connect these children with families who are willing to give them a home.
I love it.
Temporarily or permanently, both.
Yes, so irinacastellano.com.au. We can give that a plug right away. It's been, wonderful to see your journey. But, being your mentor and then having you join the How to Live and Love Your Brand course, which was fantastic. But one really pivotal moment for me, like I thought what you were doing was wonderful. And then makes me emotional thinking about it. You had to do your pitch there was a pitch day through the Women's Business School. And you asked if you could practice on me. And I just cried.
because great reaction. Love it.
ended up in tears because what you are doing is so important, Irina. And, I think what I learned through talking to you and learning from you is like foster and adoption just felt like something that was quite, and from knowing some people, adoption had been really inaccessible in Australia, and fostering as well. I knew people who had done it, but it seemed like there's people like you who, it's 75 children or more now that you've had to come through your home.
Well, counting, they're actually literally calling, every time I give a green light, we're placed with another kid. Yeah. And I've put myself on hold now because my brother is coming out and all of this, and they're still calling. So we could have had another little baby last night. And, so many things but this is why I've plotted along for 22 years doing it, with my family. But now I can see that we're actually also struggling to find children for young kids, even under five, which was never before an issue. And I just, we can't just, I'm not doing this alone. There are thousands of foster carers, but we need heaps more to really meet the demand. And this is the bit which I think is just not publicized enough. And ever since I heard that kids are literally not finding or not getting the homes that they deserve when they're taking from everything they've ever known, that they are actually put into motel rooms, that's when I thought, that's it. Now I've got to do something a bit more on a bigger scale. And that's why I'm so grateful to be, on podcasts, TV shows, anything at all, to just raise awareness. And when you mentioned adoption, a lot of people think that it's in the too hard basket here in Australia, but it's not true. I mean, it's not yet as developed as it is in New South Wales and all states or territories. But, if a child cannot be restored to a birth family, then yes, you now have an option. And especially already if the child is placed with you, that you can be supported and you can have either guardianship or adoption.
Yeah.
So it's really more streamlined and it's a whole lot faster than it used to be. And because we all know these kids need permanency. So the minute you actually make it permanent, they are starting to fully relax.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's obviously a very, I think it's, I have seen in the, some other discussions about it in the news. Obviously, there's a problematic history in Australia of, children being taken and then the adoption laws became so strict. But, the fostering alone, I as I said, I heard of people who had done, had 30 children or something, or 75, 75 children, not the people who, not people who had just one or two children over the years, or, as well, I think I had the misconception that it had to be for, and I think there's, that there's got to be a long time commitment. So, a few years commitment and that sort of thing, which is understandably for some families just not accessible. But then I know that sometimes, and maybe because of your experience, you've had children come for two or three nights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, because I mean, the whole idea with fostering is to give, foster family, to give birth families a bit of a break and to recharge, reset their lives, get themselves back on track. And then, of course, to have the kids returned, that should always And I totally even, you know, get it with the adoption part. I mean, it should be the absolute, absolute last resort, because these children should go back to birth family. And if there's a grandma, an auntie, somebody within the community, then yes, you know, if the child already knows that person and has a connection, or they are blood related, then yeah, the children should always be returned to birth families. But even with the best of intentions, it is not always possible. And yeah, if it's not possible, then we should fast forward and give these kids permanency. And yes, if adoption is not an option, then guardianship at least, so that these kids know, hey, I'm not going anywhere. And, you know, I mean, I had a 15-year-old in our care, which, you know, who said, when I asked him about his birthday, I said, so what do you want to do in 2 weeks' time for your birthday? Have you got any ideas? And he said, well, who knows where I'll be.
Yeah,
I mean, that was how he lived, because he just thought he'd been moved around so many times that, yeah, who knows where I'll be in 2 weeks' time. And I was like, wow, you know, that really hit me, where I thought, okay, let's just assume you're here. Let's assume you're here and let's just go from there and let's organize your birthday party. And he had never had a birthday party. So there are so many things that, you know, we take for granted. And when you talk about any of these normal things for us in, you know, normal settings, yeah, it's really shocking to see what these kids have been through and what they didn't have in their lives. Play dates, they never had play dates, they never went to Luna Park, they never, you know, so many things. And yeah, I just think that there are so many people out there who would love to help these kids if they just knew how, where to get started, what to do, if it's possible. And this is what I'm trying to do, to be that middle person. I'm not authorizing anybody. I'm just saying, hey, I'm here, ask the questions, and we'll see if fostering could be a good fit, if adoption could be an option, and then I'll direct you in the right direction on where to get started, so that you can just save heaps of time, you know, and ask any questions you possibly have. So that's my whole purpose of this, to just get people together with these kids and start giving them the homes they deserve.
Yeah, it's so wonderful. And I was in the pool at my house a few weeks ago, and there were a woman with two little girls. I couldn't quite work out the relationship. And then there was another neighbor, and I overheard them speaking, and she was fostering them. And it always makes me emotional, because it's just,
yeah,
so,
yeah, all they want is actually to have a family to do normal things with, and to feel supported, and to being told that, hey, you know, anything is possible, you can, you know, you are worthy, and you're so many things. Yeah,
they're swimming in the pool, and then my son is swimming with them, and they're having little play. They saw him from the window, so they wanted to come out and play, and just starting to get to know them. And she told me they're going to be there for 2 years, so I was like, well, that's nice, we can get to know them. And very similar age to my son, so, but I just, you know, it was nice that the woman was quite open about it too, and talking to me, and yeah, being able to sort of understand the relationship, understand the situation. And it's just given, you know, you said that before, I just had an idea, I might give her a SeaWorld ticket and take the kids one day.
Ah, see, there we go. But it, you know, it's really more about the time and attention, and the, you know, to know that routines are there, boundaries are there, but it's all within a safe environment, and that, you know, I mean, they need to just be kids. So yeah, many things that these kids have seen is just way too much for that age, you know. So for them to just know that they can enjoy and have a carefree childhood, that's all we want.
Yeah, and I really appreciate it. Your, like, what I've learned from you over the time, and hearing about it and understanding, because when she was talking, you know, I understood the parents were still involved, and the relationship there, and yeah, that it doesn't have to look one way. It really opened my eyes to that there's quite a lot of different scenarios. But I think it's such a daunting topic.
No, but it doesn't have to be daunting, you know. I mean, the kids, I mean, you know, I have adopted two children as well, out of the whole home care system, but one from overseas, one locally, and we have a biological child. So for me, it doesn't have to be overcomplicated, you know. I mean, these kids come from a family, you know, they're always going to be a part of their lives, and so it should be. And if there is the possibility to stay in contact, and that's how it is for foster kids that have contact visits, and also even adoptions in Australia, they're open adoptions. So in other words, you know, the birth family should have a right to see their child, to also know that the child is well and doing okay. And it's super important for the child, because the child needs to have a connection to their identity, to their past, to their culture. They need to be able to ask questions, you know, and I mean, there are so many questions that I can't answer. So it's super important for these kids to put all the pieces of the puzzle together. I'm not going to sugarcoat it, but I'm also not going to, you know, say it for them. I mean, it's really important that, hey, you have questions, let's go and ask at the next contact visit. Or, you know, my daughter has SMS. She can talk to her birth mom anytime. So, you know, why not? I mean, I've got nothing to hide and they've got nothing to hide. It is what it is, how it turned out. But the more we can support our child in saying, hey, you know, I really like your birth family, they like me, and let's work together, let's have this extended family. Because I mean, that's sure, it's not all hunky-dory in every foster family with the birth family, and not in every adoptive situation, but you try your level best to make this work because of the child's sake. I mean, we all have the best interest of the child at heart, and you know, we should all be civilized and supportive of one another, because we're in this together. So let's support the child.
Yeah, absolutely. I love it. And as I say, I've just been so inspired by your journey, and as also by the, you know, the fact that I guess the types of families or the reason for fostering and adopting isn't just necessarily because somebody can't have a child. There's a multitude of different style of family set up who might want to access this. And so what you've done is I've actually got, and people can't see because it's a podcast, but you've got behind you there's a book that you were included in, and that's, you shared the story in there, right?
Yeah, I did a coaching certification, and then I had the possibility of being in a book with 9 other coaches, and they all did it on coaching, so the the title doesn't fit to my subject, because I thought, oh, I can be in a book, then let me raise awareness about fostering and adoption. And I'm happy to offer that for free to your listeners. So they just need to contact me either on LinkedIn or on Facebook and just say, hey, I've heard you on the podcast, can I have the ebook? And then I'm more than happy to send it through for free.
Well, that's so kind. Yeah, because
I just want to raise awareness. I just want more people to come forward and say, yep, okay, you know what? We've got that extra spare bedroom, because that's, you know, one of the conditions. And if you're happy to put bunk beds in there, then hey, we're happy to give you 2 kids. And if you got 2 bedrooms, let's make that 4 kids. So, you know, it's literally, if you can keep sibling groups together, because, you know, there are many kids that come in sibling groups, and that would be just fantastic. We just need more people to come forward and say, hey, all right, I'll give it a go.
Yes, I love it. But then now you've got that coaching. And so the goal is to be able to help people to understand. And, you know, yes, you can go to agencies, and yes, there are the direct people who deal with the fostering and adopting, but I guess they don't always have the time. And of course, it's very different talking from the agency side to somebody who actually is and has been a foster.
Yeah. And my key thing is that if people ask me about fostering, I'm just going to, you know, again, I'm not sugarcoating anything. It is tough at times. And I'm just really, you know, there are so many things that you need to be aware of, that yes, kids need to go to the doctors, kids need to have checkups, yes, you need to make time for contact visits. Then there's the assessment process where, you know, they dig pretty deep. So it's all these things about actually making sure that they are supported, that they know what to expect during the assessment process. Oh, they have their own kids. Is that a good thing? You know, yes, for your own kids, gee, they will learn so much about compassion, about empathy, about being there for children, seeing behaviors that maybe are not so great, or kids, you know, that have never been taught manners, or, you know. So my kids have been a big part of this, and I think it has made them more compassionate and more aware that not everybody has, you know, an easy life, and a family setting that is maybe not, you know, it's not about materialistic stuff. It's really about routine. It's about having a settled home, knowing that your next meal is coming. It's things, you know, that are so basic that a lot of people are just not understanding how important that is for a child.
Yeah. And then your background is actually, you know, before all of this, you know, well, you've done this over the years, but I mean, your background, you've gone into coaching, but was actually teaching.
Well, no, I was in hospitality and then I was in aviation. And yes, I used to train cockpit and cabin crew at Emirates Airlines in Dubai. And then because I was training there, I came to Australia and then got my, you know, my TAE and my diploma in community services. And then I started teaching here at RTOs and at TAFE. So that's the teaching side. So now it's not the, you know, Bachelor of Education at schools. It is more within the community services sector to then get these people to work with foster carers and be nice case workers to work with child protection side of things. And then
you have such a gift for the training and the, you know, presenting and the informing. Like I said, I've learned so much from you. But also, you know, in doing this, just jumping ship slightly or jumping topic, you know, for you putting the book out there, like going into the book, you went and did the coaching program, you have all this knowledge, but in terms of digital presence, there wasn't a lot.
Absolutely, yeah. And just getting back on that book, I've got another two books coming out this year. probably both of them in May, which are also collaborations. One is a carer's book and then another one about women leading the way. So it's just really been super exciting to now put all this into a book. And yeah, I'm even writing my memoir, still halfway because so many other things get in the way. But that's about then really talking about how I started off in hospitality, aviation, and how I got into fostering. Because it was literally only reading a book myself at the age of 15 about, you know, A Child Called It from Dave Pelzer. And I was just, it blew my mind to hear about somebody who has been physically and emotionally abused by his birth mother, but to be singled out. So his siblings were not abused, just him, and how he coped with that. And it had such a profound effect on me that I thought, well, gee, if ever I have the possibility to do some fostering as well and maybe adopt, but always have my own kids. So I had it, you know, at the age of 15, I wanted all three. And then it just took a while to find my prince to do it with. And then I forgot to mention it before we got married. So and once we were married and he was traveling so much and I was seeing all these ads in the paper here about, do you want to be a foster carer? I was like, that's always what I wanted to do. Let me start now. And he was like, oh, okay, all right. But now he's fully on board and he's been doing it for 22 years with me. So
a wonderful man.
And a journey.
Meeting him and, you know, again, I get like emotional. God, I got emotional just coming to your house because I just think you're such wonderful people and you sort of take it in your stride. But I don't think I can ever tell you how wonderful I think you are.
It's not that, it's just really that these kids need homes, and every time they walk into, or you know, are carried into our home, we're like, oh my goodness, you know, this cute little thing, let's just give them lots of love and just, you know, strengthen them up for the future ahead. So whatever we can do to just give them a bit of calm and a bit of support and to say, hey, you're so worthy of love and affection. That's all we want.
Well, it's been my honor and privilege to see your journey and so much you've done in the last 6 months. I hope it makes people
thank
cry.
You. Thank you. Thank you for having me on your podcast. Every time I can raise a bit of awareness, I'm incredibly grateful. Thank you.
Yeah, and we'll share all the links in the show notes. And as we've said, Irina does coaching one-on-one. So if this is something you really, you know, you just don't even know where to start, it's so good to be able to speak to someone, and you've heard how compassionate and understanding she is, but this wealth of knowledge, as well as having that training sort of structure, so you can take people through the really like actual process of what this is going to look like. And
yeah, I've created like a 4-week program. It's all it takes, you know, 60 to 90 minutes, either on Zoom or on the phone with or without partner, you know, but mostly, of course, it would be great that if there are two that want to foster, that the two show up. If it's one, then there we go. Because, you know, single households, anything is possible. So I've got like a 4-week program now that really covers everything from A to Z about, you know, how to prepare your home, how to talk to anybody that needs to be involved in this, and how to communicate with birth family, anything. So I've got it all laid out. I'm ready. Or whoever is ready.
And you're an absolute star mentee in that you have really, like, look at you talking about yourself and sharing this and promoting it. And the website being up, it's huge wins, and it can only go from strength to strength. So bravo to you. Now, how do we, I already said the website, irinacastellano.com.au, but how else can we get in contact with you?
Yeah, via LinkedIn, and then also I am on Facebook. So there are two profiles on Facebook because I got hacked. So take the one with the red dress. That's the new one. I can't delete the other one. And yeah, on Instagram, I'm just starting with Instagram to get that properly up and running. But it's Irina Syd, SYD for Sydney. And yeah, whatever else I can get on.
I love it.
In the future.
N-A is for Irina, so but all in the show notes, and you can always message me if you want to get in touch directly with Irina as well. So thank you so much for your time and for all that you do.
Thank you for your time and having me on your podcast. Much appreciated. Thank you
for joining me today for another episode of Live and Love Your Brand. I'm so grateful that you've shared your time by listening today. That means so much to me. And if you're loving what you're learning, I would be so appreciative if you'd leave a review, rate this podcast, and subscribe. It really shows me that you care, but it also helps other listeners to find us too. Again, please be sure to connect with me. I love hearing from you and getting to know your story. You can connect with me on Instagram at @lovelycomms, Facebook, Lovely Communications, and please do join the gorgeous community, Live and Love Your Brand, our Facebook group. Or if you're ready to take action now and want to improve how you show up in the world with your brand, then head on over to lovelycommunications.com. Again, lovely is LOVELLY, communications.com, to learn how you can work with me. My clients have gone on to experience opportunities that they could never have dreamed of. From starting businesses to taking leadership in their own life, they have found the confidence to stand in who they are and to go wholeheartedly after what they truly want in life. And I want that for you too. If you're ready to invest in yourself and reconnect with who you are, then let's chat. Thank you again for listening. Now go into the world and share the beauty that is the uniqueness of you. Catch you next week, lovely.